I'm out to movies.
I'm out to movies. 3, 2, 1, camera. I don't fucking remember how.
Lights, camera, action
is both the movies for August 2015. I'm Scott.
And I'm Jason.
And what we do this podcast is I have a list of the 52 worst movies of all time that I'm trying to watch this year.
Yeah, and I'm watching a bunch of random box sets that I bought. And this month I am continuing my box set of Alfred Hitchcock films.
And then also whatever other movies we watch within those months. So I'm not going to lie. I'm falling way behind.
Yeah.
I
can see why. Who wants to watch bad movies?
Some of them are so hard to find, like at the library or to rent and stuff, and you're like, fuck. I want to put through all this effort to watch a movie with, like, Sylvester Stallone and Dolly Parton. Like, Jesus Christ. But.
Did you watch any from this month?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Okay.
But,
It's not like you didn't watch any.
No. I'm not keeping up. I'm slow and steady, you know. But I want to give a round of applause and a high five to Brian for helping me track down some of these movies that I can actually, like, get the effort to start watching these again. So, I mean, I can finally sit back and watch a few more without having to worry about only having one to watch, so thank you.
Keep going.
Oh yeah, no, that's what I was gonna say, pretty much.
I forgot any of my notes.
I don't need notes. I don't even need my list.
Okay, so for the first movie I watched in the month, was a Hitchcock movie called The Trouble with Harry, which is a really weird movie. Like, okay, I watched the whole movie, and I'm like, what is happening? Like, I kind of understand it, but I don't fully get it. Okay, so Hitchcock has some weird movies, yes, but this one I feel like was one of the weirdest, because it starts off in this guy, he's walking through the woods, and he has a rifle.
Oh, that's the problem with Harry.
No, he's not Harry.
Uh-oh.
Spoiler alert. No, he's walking, and he's like trying to shoot a rabbit. Right?
Makes sense.
And he goes, oh, I hit this sign. Whoops. And, like, he's like, oh, I hit this. Like, for one, why are you shooting so high if it's a rabbit? But anyway,
Is he pointing it out?
I don't know. But anyway.
You don't know.
He finds a dead body.
Oh.
And he goes, uh-oh, I shot this guy. I shot him. So he's like, I better go. He starts dragging the body into the bushes, and then someone's coming, so he goes, oh crap, I'm gonna hide. And the body's just laying there out in the open, and a guy walks by, he's like reading a book, and he like walks over the body and just keeps going, and it's just like, oh, that was close. So then he goes back, and he starts dragging, all of a sudden someone else comes, it's the lady with their kid, and he's like, oh, I gotta hide. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, Harry, what did you get yourself into this time? Or something like that. And the kid's, like, poking him with a stick and stuff. And then they go on their way. And he's like, okay. So he starts pulling. And, like, I'm like, what is happening? Like, the whole movie is about this dead body. And the guy is Harry. Is this dead body. And it's like,
I need to watch this.
And then it's like, oh. He's like, I think I killed it. And then someone else thinks they killed him. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, there's like a small knit group of people who found the body, and now they're trying to figure out what to do with it, and they bury him, and they're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have buried him, so they have to dig him up again, and like the whole movie is like, what should we do with this dead body? But it's like a comedy.
Okay.
It is really weird.
I don't want to watch that.
You can watch it.
Okay.
The Trouble with Harry. But yeah, it was, I don't know what I thought of it. I ended up giving it a 5.5.
Okay.
Because the entire time I'm watching the movie, I'm like, what's the plot of this? The plot of the movie is, what do we do with this dead body?
So it's almost like an old comedy movie, like those old, like, but slapstick movies where there really is no point.
Yeah.
But it's just entertainment.
What does it say? Yeah, his.
Well, who was the who was it? Jimmy Stewart playing the dead body?
No.
The
Shirley MacLaine.
Oh yeah, Shirley MacLaine
makes her debut in this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I know her mainly from the Animaniacs song about the senses.
Yeah, and the cover is just like he's just pulling his body. It's like, what is going on? But it's such a weird movie. Yeah, so that was the first one I watched at this box set.
Alright.
The next movie I watched, because I was like, oh, I watched the Hitchcock. I'm going to watch them on Netflix since I had time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this movie that I've had on my Insta queue for quite a while called Parallels. I don't remember when I put it on there or whatever, but I watched it. And it's a movie about parallel dimensions where they go into this building and the building teleports or whatever. Is the building is a giant ship and it goes between different parallel Earths.
Okay.
No matter what Earth it's on, the building always looks the same. So these people run in there and they're like, what's going on in this building? Because...
why did they just run to a building and go, I don't know what's happening?
No, because they're like looking for their father or something, and they find his backpack and it tells them, hey, go to this location.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, it's this location. And they go into the building. They're like, I don't think you want us to go inside it. And then then all of a sudden it starts making a weird noise. And then they leave the building and it's some kind of super, like, techie world.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, what? And then they, like, a bunch of weird shit happens. But the concept of the movie was kind of interesting. But I don't think it was executed very well.
Uh-huh.
It just made me want to watch Sliders, because I don't know how you can make, like, I don't know, like, a plot,
mm-hmm.
like, the overall plot of the movie was very thin.
Was it just trying to find their father?
Yeah, and then the movie just ends, and there's no resolution. They're like, oh, like, it's continued, but there's no plan of a sequel.
Parallels?
Oh, so I just spoiled that. Yeah, there's, like, a cliffhanger ending. But, yeah, it was not too long ago it came out.
2015.
Yeah.
That just happened.
Yeah.
That's still happening.
It just happened. It was, like, early this year, I think. But, yeah, the movie itself wasn't that great. I'm hoping the heck happened at the end.
I don't recognize any of these people.
Yeah. The only thing I recognized was the one Asian girl was from Fresh Off the Boat.
Oh. That's
the only thing I know. But... I just saw it because I wanted to see what this sci-fi movie about parallel dimensions
is. Sorry, the funny thing is, the first user review I see on IMDb says, like Sliders, without the, you know, entire story.
Yeah, pretty much. And I gave it a 5. Because I am interested. If they have a sequel, I'll watch it.
I know my trivia is from IMDb, but it says, did you know, trivia... Parallels was created as a television pilot, but Fox Digital Studios morphed it to a standalone movie. So it's technically a pilot, so they go, to be continued. So
they're basically trying to bring Sliders back.
Maybe. So yeah, it was a...
So then that got me into binge-watching Sliders, because that's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And then the next movie I watched was in my Alfred Hitchcock collection, and it was a movie called The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Not to be confused with the Bill Murray movie.
Yeah, which I kind of want to see if it's very similar.
I don't remember much about that. But
The Man Who Knew Too Much is about this family that takes a trip to, I think, Africa.
Okay.
Like, takes a vacation there. And the wife is constantly paranoid that someone's following them. And she's like, that person's staring at us. And this, and he's like, they're not used to seeing tourists and stuff. And... they keep running into the same guy, this Frenchman.
Yeah.
They run into him multiple times, so they talk, and he's the dad or whatever, who's played by James Stewart, who's in a lot of Hitchcock's movies.
Well, he's a big star.
He's talking to him, and she's like, you're telling him too much information. And they just keep running into him, and she's like, he's spying on us, and she's all paranoid. And then while they're, I think it was a parade or something,
oh, I think I know.
And then during the parade, the guy comes running at him, and he was stabbed.
Okay.
And he, like, whispers something in his ear and then dies. And then the officials, like, the police officials come and say, what did he say to you? And they, like, take James Stewart into the police office, I mean, the police station, and try to question him. He's like, he didn't say anything to me. Well, he whispered something in your ear. And then he's like, no, he didn't. And then you find out he did whisper something in his ear, and it was about some assassination thing attempt on someone. And so Jimmy Stewart, the rest of the movie, is trying to figure out what's going on. Like, what was he saying to him, and trying to figure out what this big thing was and why did he die and all this. So it was pretty interesting.
I was going to say, like, the whole, I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but when you said the during a parade, I'm like, there are a lot of people that, like, use, like, even that one Simpsons episode, remember, like, they, like, the Grimes episode, the Grimes Jr., whatever, like, he was, like, someone who's stalking the whole time, and then you find out during the parade and some of that and this, I'm like, a lot of people use that parade.
It was probably from this.
Yeah, a lot of people, Hitchcock did a lot of cool things. People copied him.
Yeah, so, and with that, a lot of people copied him. That's why I want to see The Man Who Knew Too Little, to see how much similarities there are.
Yeah, if it's like a parody, straight up parody, or if it's just like...
Yeah, or if it's a completely different movie.
Yeah.
So if that's on Netflix, I might watch it next month.
Yeah.
I don't know how many movies you watched, but I just talked about three.
The first one I watched of the month, you watched as well.
Oh, It Follows?
Yeah, that was the first one I watched.
Yeah, but you watched it last year.
Yeah.
You don't have to review it again.
No, was it last year or was it this year? I watched it this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but why would you review it again?
I'm not gonna. But I was
so saying, why is it on your list?
That's because that's the first movie I saw.
But you wrote it down anyway?
No, I didn't write anything down. But I saw it again. I watched it again.
I'm really confused on what's going on.
The only reason why I'm bringing it up is because you watched it. But if I watched it again, I wouldn't have said anything. But since you watched it, I watched it.
I know, but it was just weird. Like, oh. I mean, you're like, the first movie I watched is this.
Yeah.
Which you already reviewed this year.
I know, but you watched it.
So I watched It Follows.
Fear the lead.
Because it came out on Blu-ray and stuff, and I wanted to see it. So I watched it, and I think Scott gave a synopsis of it.
Yeah.
Do you even remember what month that was that you watched it?
I believe April.
Well, they'll have to go watch that to get the synopsis. But anyway, I can say it too. Yeah. It's basically, there's a killer that only the person that's going to be killed by them sees, right? So, like, there's a person, and this killer, ghost, whatever you call it, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But it's a killer, it's a murderer, that goes around killing people, and it goes after a specific person, and only that person can see him?
No, the people, the...
Everybody can see him?
No, only the people that are
on,
like,
the list?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So basically, they have sex, and whoever you have sex with is the new target.
Yeah.
And if that person has sex with someone, that's their new target.
Mm-hmm.
But if that person dies, it goes back down the list.
Yeah. And then anyone on that list can
see
it.
So everyone, okay. I guess I didn't pay attention enough to notice that, but...
Yeah, he's, well, the good guy is the boyfriend.
Right.
Or the boyfriend, yeah, the guy.
So it just keeps, yeah. And it's, it was one of those I watched, I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good. But for some reason, it just sticks with you.
Yeah, it fucking sticks with you.
And I just can't stop thinking about it. So I liked it a lot. I want to watch it again now. But, yeah, it's definitely one of those that, if Scott didn't own it, I would buy it.
Like I said, I watched it in the theaters, like, the...
Oh, the did week. I say Man Who Knew Too Little?
Oh, no,
or Knew Too Much was 6.5.
Okay.
And then Parallels was 5. And then, It Follows, I gave it a 9.
Wow, I gave it an 8 in April. But, no, yeah, because
I mean, compared to everything else I watched, it's really good.
I watched it in the theater, so it was a very different experience. If I watched it by myself, holy shit.
Especially the surround sound.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that was creepy at some
parts.
Yeah,
but the thing is, like, you were working, and I came home, and it was, like, 11 o'clock at night, and I was sitting down over in the video game room, and I was, like, doing something in there, and the hallway was behind me, and I couldn't see in the hallway, so I turned around every few minutes. It really had an effect on me in that way, so, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, so that was my halfway through the month movies. I watched those four. And then I can talk about the next one.
Okay.
The next one I saw was Vertigo, which I think you said you saw a long time ago.
Probably about 7 to 8 years ago.
Yeah, this is also in the box set, which is one of the huge perks. Because I've never seen Vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
And this box set that I bought had a lot of Hitchcock movies. I'm like, I should watch some of these. And Vertigo was definitely one of the reasons why I bought this box set. Because there's a lot of box sets of Hitchcock. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I really want to see that movie. Vertigo. And
yeah, I'll have to borrow this box set sometime and then spread them out more. But, I mean, some of these I saw.
But this one, I really like this one. This one might be up there with one of the best ones so far in the box set. But it's Vertigo. It's about this guy, Jimmy Stewart again.
Is it?
Yeah. He gets hired by this guy to follow his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because he thinks his wife thinks that she's possessed by a ghost.
Yeah.
So he hires him to follow her around, and he sees her at the museum staring at this picture, and that's who she thinks she's possessed, and then she visits a grave site, and then she tries to kill herself, and he saves her, and they find out that, she died at that age, and that's why she tried to kill herself and stuff, and it's just like, it was weird, like, this is weird. And then there's like a twist in the movie. I don't want to really give anything away, but there's a part in the movie and you're like, it's wrapping up. Nope. Then there's a whole other part and Jimmy Stewart's character gets really creepy and he's like, dude, this is uncomfortable, like, why are you doing this kind of thing. But I don't want to give anything away because I don't want to give the twist away if you haven't seen it. But it's just one of those parts, like, you're like, because you can kind of relate to the main character, but then he just gets obsessed.
Yeah.
And it's just like, he gets really creepy.
I don't remember much about it. The main parts I remember is from, I think, from 12 Monkeys when they're watching it, and she's like,
pointing at
the tree, like, this is where I was born, and this is when I died.
See, and I saw it, remember, too. And so for some reason, I thought the movie was about time travel.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was about when I first watched it.
So then I'm like, now it makes sense because she thinks she's possessed by this ghost. So she's like, this is where I live and this is where I die because that's the ghost that possessed her or whatever.
12 Monkeys is about time travel.
Yeah, that one is. Yeah, but when you talk about this is where I died and this is, you know, like,
yeah,
that's a little weird. That's not something normal people say.
Yeah, so all I really remember is, like, he's falling around, and then I remember, like, him, like, climbing stairs, because it's like, that's where the vertigo kicks in.
Oh, because the vertigo, now I remember, at the very beginning of the movie, because he's a cop.
Yeah.
And he jumps to a building, and he slips, and he's grabbing the ledge.
Yeah.
And his partner comes to help him, and then falls off and dies.
Yeah.
So then, now whenever he sees, like,
heights,
he thinks of his friend dying.
Yeah.
So he gets vertigo, and then, there's a part in the movie where he's chasing her up a bell tower.
Yeah, it's like a spiraling staircase.
He, like, got that movement where you zoom out the lens as you rack focus or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's got this weird, like, they did it in Scream, I think.
In Scream?
The movie Scream. I think they did that a lot, where it just focuses on a person and the background shoots backwards.
Yeah, probably.
And stuff.
Yeah, they do that for a lot of surprise moments, or, like, was it in Godfather they did that?
I don't remember.
Or Goodfellas. I don't remember. I don't remember, like, it was, but it's a slow one.
It was funny because, like, most of these Hitchcocks, I watched the making of for the movie. They were saying that for that stairwell scene, he was trying to shoot it, and then after a while, he's like, screw it. So he built a model of that staircase so he could do that effect. Because he couldn't get it with the actual stairwell, so he made a model of the stairwell to do that effect.
Nice.
So that was Vertigo. And then,
what'd you give it?
Oh, yeah, Vertigo. I gave it a 7.5.
All right.
So it's pretty high up there with the rest of the Hitchcock movies.
I'll toss one of my movies in. All right, so what I watched was a movie called Nothing But Trouble.
Nothing But Trouble?
Yeah. And now, I thought this movie was great as a kid.
Oh, is that the one with Dan Aykroyd and
stuff? Yes. I thought it was great as a kid. And then I'm like, well, if it's on this list, it's one of the worst movies. I'm like, I remember liking it a lot. But I'm like, don't understand a lot of the plot. And I'm still struggling with whether I liked it or not. Because in the movie...
Well, the plot is because he, like, was speeding or something, and he gets he gets arrested for speeding or something, right?
Close. Because what initially happens is he's this, like, this, I can't remember, he's not a banker, but he's like a something about financial, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Demi Moore's character is like, oh no, this guy's suing over, she's like losing a case about a junkyard or something. So he's like, oh, I'll drive you, because he thinks she's hot. He's like, I'll drive you there to like the Atlantic City and get this taken care of. So the next morning they go to drive to Atlantic City, and they're driving through this tiny little town, and it's like I can't remember the name of the city, but it's like, it starts with Genovia, I don't remember what it's called, but they end up running a stop sign, like turning right without stopping, coming to a police stop. So John Candy's character is like, oh, I'm gonna pull him over, and they're like, oh, you're driving a BMW, you can go past him. All right, fine. He gets egged on, and he ends up speeding, and he gets pulled over. They go to the oldest judge in the county, and they're off in this little, like, weird little tank thing, but you find out that the oldest judge, he enforces a law to the strictest potential, so most people end up getting sent to death.
Yeah.
But it's like, but the thing I loved as a kid was the house was, it had like the floor to open up, and there'd be a treadmill thing that would shoot people into this ride, and then they go on this roller coaster and get like, and they go through this thing that grinds them up and shoots out the bones, and I'm like, this is a cool horror movie. And but then I obviously missed some of the adult jokes because
yeah, because they wanted to have sex with her.
Yeah, they were all that and also
the twins or whatever.
Yeah, kind of. But and then the part where the guy's so old, he has a fake nose. At one point, Chevy Chase looks at it looks like a penis on his nose.
Yeah,
I'm like, what the hell? But yeah, the movie is they get pulled over, and then it's Chevy Chase, Demi Moore, and then two actors, I can't remember their names, but then they just try to escape the whole time.
Yep.
And then but Tupac
is in it. The ending is pretty dumb too.
Yeah. Oh, but Tupac is in it. It's really weird because there's a hip hop band.
Oh yeah, they come in as the judge and they're like singing. Yeah,
but he's one of them because there's like 10 of the like the playing drums and shit like that. Yeah, that felt really weird. Felt very 90s though. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, yeah, because the town is all turned to shit because a banker in the past sold all this shit, and the town went bankrupt because he sold all the coal underneath, and then a coal fire started, so people that live in the town are pretty much stuck in the town, and then people that don't, nothing ever happens there because there's coal fires and there's vents, mm-hmm. and shit like that in the town, and I don't know, man. It's not funny. It's not that funny at all.
And I don't think it's supposed to be a comedy.
Kind of. I mean, it's Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd. Okay, Dan Aykroyd wrote the movie off his brother's idea. The story is a story, or whatever Aykroyd, and then screenplay, Dan Aykroyd. And his brother plays like a Chevy Chase's servant at the beginning of the movie, but it's like, god damn it, I don't know like whether to,
what did you give it?
That's what I'm trying to think.
Should have thought of that before we started the podcast.
I know, but I was like, oh yeah, at one point I'm like, it's a 3.5, then at one point I'm like, it's a 5. I'm just gonna go for a solid 4.
4?
Yeah, cause I really kind of, it's not that good, so I'll give it a 4. 4 for Nothing But Trouble.
And then I watched Psycho.
I watched that last year.
Which is the fourth one in my box set. And in case you haven't seen Psycho, it's about this girl who still steals money from her boss.
Yeah.
She's supposed to bring the money to the bank. Instead, she's like, I'm going to go and use this because it's cash.
Mm-hmm.
And then leaves. And then it's raining, so she goes to this motel.
Because she's supposed to hook up the guy.
And spoiler alert, she gets killed in a shower, which most people know from the movie. And then a good chunk of the movie is them trying to figure out what happened to her.
Yeah.
So they got detectives trying to figure out where she went, because they're like, they're looking for her because she stole all this money. And eventually, you know, turns into, oh, she was murdered. kind of thing. Yeah. And then the very end, it was really creepy.
Yeah.
Like, the guy who played Norman Bates, holy crap, he's a good actor. And then, like, at the very end, when he's just having the inner monologue, and he's just showing him sitting there.
Yeah.
Just staring, I'm like, this is creepy.
Yeah.
This is really creepy. And I guess the funny thing is, I thought I saw this movie.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I did at all.
You don't
all.
Think so?
No. I think that was the first time I actually saw it. I mean, I'm sure I've seen parts of it, but I think that's the first time I've seen it all the way through.
Yeah?
Because I don't remember the beginning where she got the money and oh, all yeah. that.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, and then at the very end when the cops, like,
when that,
yeah, going like, on the giant monologue he has.
I know. It's so funny. It's like you're watching the movie, like, okay, yeah, all right. It makes sense. And then, like, well, what happened is this, and it goes on.
Nowadays, like, it's like this. A lot of this stuff, like, is just common knowledge.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sure the explanation was needed back there then, but we figured that out before he went into this giant monologue. So, which is kind of... But then again, we knew the movie going in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you know what happens in the movie before we saw it.
But the thing is, though, the when this movie first came out, the girl that stole the money...
Yeah, she's a big
actress. She was a huge actress at the time, so, like, 20 minutes into the movie when she dies, people are like, what the fuck? This shouldn't happen.
Yeah. We were having this conversation at work. They're like, they should have a movie where the main character dies, like, so close to the beginning of the movie. And then he's like, it is. It's called Psycho.
Well, just like Scream. Like, everyone's like, oh, Drew Barrymore's in this movie.
Yeah, and then right at the beginning.
Oh, that's... And then the title comes up, like, what the fuck?
That was just the bumper into the movie.
Yeah.
And then I saw one other movie this month.
Yeah, I'm done.
You just saw that... Oh, God.
I watched It Follows and Nothing But Trouble.
Holy crap, you are behind. And then the last movie I watched for the month is one movie I just watched for fun because I've been meaning to watch it for a long time, and a lot of people say how awesome the movie is. It's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I have yet to watch it.
And it was really good.
All I know is it's a Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah, it takes place around Thanksgiving. So in case you haven't seen it, like I didn't before I saw this. It's John Candy, who turns out to be a main character, but he's not right away. Like, right away, Steve Martin's the main character, and he's in New York, and he's trying to get to Chicago for things, because he lives in Chicago, but he's, like, pitching some commercial thing in New York. So he's trying to hurry up to get to the airport so he can get home, and then he gets on the plane, and there's a layover in... let's say Kansas City or something like that, because of the they're snowed out in Chicago. It's like, oh, crap. And everyone's trying to find rooms and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And John Candy's character, he's like, oh, I can help you find a room. Because he sells shower curtains. That's his job. He sells shower curtains. Not curtains. The rings. Just the curtain rings. He sells curtain rings. So he's like, oh, I know this hotel. I sold him shower curtain rings. So he'll hook you up with a room. So they get there. And, oh, there's only one room available. So you got to share. So then he has to share. Like, they don't know each other. And then they end up, like, yelling at each other. Because he's like, you're useless and blah, blah, blah. And then they have to get back. I don't remember exactly, but there's like a bunch of things that happen that they're like, okay, we got to get here. Oh, the plane, we can only take you here. And then they're like, oh, and then they get on a bus, and then it breaks down, and a train breaks down. And like, so they're just trying all these different modes of transportation to get home for Thanksgiving.
Like planes, trains, and automobiles.
Right.
Duh, I got it.
Yeah. But... It was very entertaining. There's a couple parts that were really funny. There's like a part where they have a rental car and they're driving down, and John Candy goes to, like, I think, like, set his chair back a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And his sleeve gets stuck. And he's like, oh. So he's like, no, he's taking off his jacket. That's what he's like, getting warm. So he takes his jacket off and it gets stuck on the seat. So he's like, got his arm and he's like, trying to, like, get it off but drive at the same time. So then he goes and all of a sudden his other sleeve gets stuck and he's like, he's trying to drive, and then the car gets spun around and all this stuff. And then, like, they're driving and Steve Martin's like, what's going on? And then there's a car honking and they look over and there's a car and they're driving. They're like, you're going the wrong way. What? You're going the wrong way.
Because they're driving the wrong way down the highway.
Yeah, they're on the wrong side of the highway because they got in the ditch and they got on the other side. And they're like, what? And he goes, we're going the wrong way. How does he know where we're going? Yeah, how does he know where we're going? They're probably drunk. So then he goes over and he's like, like drunk at them. And they're like, And all of a sudden they look and there's two semis coming. They're like, oh, shit. But yeah, that scene was pretty funny. But yeah, I gave that one. I gave Psycho a 7, if I didn't say that.
Okay.
And then I gave Planes, Trains, and Automobiles an 8.
I don't even remember what I gave Psycho. I want to say I probably gave it an 8 for Psycho.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Last year.
It was good. Yeah, so then the worst movie I saw was Parallels. Gave that a 5. And then the best movie I saw was It Follows, which I gave it a 9.
The worst movie I saw was a 3.5. No, what did I say? 4? Nothing But Trouble was 4. And I guess if you go at Jason's rules, the best movie I saw was Nothing But Trouble with a 4.
This guy's got some catching up to do.
It's Labor Day weekend. I can watch at least one or two movies a day. And I can get drunk, and I can watch movies, and just watch fucking Eddie Murphy doing dumb stuff. Or God, there's
is Norbit. Is Norbit on there?
No.
Because that movie is horrible.
Oh, no. A worse one, apparently, Pluto Nash, Adventures of Pluto Nash. The movie that made $6 million and costed like 90 to make.
Norbit is horrible.
Yeah, a lot of movies are horrible. Lot of horrible movies. That's why
that one's not on your list.
I need to find... So far, I think the best horrible movie was Red Sonja.
And we're going to probably watch a horrible movie just for fun.
Yeah, honorable mention.
Because we found out that the new Ninja Turtles movie's on Netflix. Yeah. So I think that's going to be a September movie.
It's going to be an honorable mention. So
unless it's really good.
Oh, we'll see. We'll be surprised. Like I said, some of these movies, who knows? I might go, what the fuck? This is a great movie. I don't know.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, if you want to request a movie to us, email me at stuffbyscott@gmail.com. stuffbyscott@gmail.com. Say, hey, you guys should watch this movie. Or say, I watched this movie because you guys watched it. This is what I think. Or if you just want to send us emails saying, hi, I don't know. stuffbyscott@gmail.com. Other than that,
that's a wrap. Do 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 do